This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This podcast is sponsored by Talkspace. May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and Talkspace, the leading virtual therapy provider, is encouraging people to talk it out in therapy. By talking or texting with a supportive, licensed therapist at Talkspace, you'll gain insights, discover truths, and experience breakthroughs that will improve how you live and how you feel. With Talkspace, just answer a few questions online, and you'll be matched with a therapist. And because you'll meet your therapist online, you don't have to take time off work or arrange childcare. You'll meet on your schedule, whenever you feel most at ease. Plus, Talkspace works with most major insurers, and most insured members only pay a $25 copay or less. No insurance? No problem. If you want to make progress toward a mentally healthier place, Talkspace is here for you. Now get $80 off your first month with promo code SPACE80 when you go to Talkspace.com. Match with a licensed therapist today at Talkspace.com. Save $80 with code SPACE80 at Talkspace.com.
Spirit Radio Podcasts.
Have you heard of Sister Catherine Lillis? She is an incredible woman, the founder of Tabor House, which is a residential addiction treatment centre. And she recently received a well-deserved award, the Oireachtas Human Dignity Award, which was presented to her by Independent Senator Ronan Mullen. So, Ronan, tell us a little bit about the Human Dignity Awards. I believe it's the seventh year you've been doing it. How did it all come about?
Well, it was actually my friend Lord Alton, David Alton, who you'll be familiar with, Wendy, who told me how in the British system that they had a thing called the Westminster Awards that they started to kind of honour people who, I suppose, had witnessed in a particular way and an exemplary way to human dignity. So I started from there with the Oireachtas Life and Dignity Group. It was previously known as the Human Dignity Group, which is really kind of an ad hoc group of politicians in Leinster House, which, you know, it's a vehicle for having discussions from time to time on issues that touch on or concern human dignity. So the idea of the Human Dignity Award is to honour somebody who, in a very consistent and exemplary way, has given over their life, I suppose, more than just the ordinary 9-to-5, as honourable as that is, but in some really exceptional way, has done great things for humanity. So what we do is we make the nomination mostly every year, and Deacon Corla, as the head of the Oireachtas, has always been kind enough to make the presentation on our behalf. So in previous times, we gave it to the likes of Magnus MacFarlane Barrow, the founder of Mary's Meals, Sister Concilio, Gina Herity, who's doing wonderful work in Haiti in very difficult circumstances, the late famous gambler Barney Curley, not for his gambling, but for the wonderful things he did raising money for schools and hospitals in Africa through his charity, Direct Aid for Africa. So, as I said, it's mostly on a yearly basis we do it, and it's always at this time of the year. And this year we decided to honour Sister Catherine Lillis, who's only 94, but still very, very active and a great inspiration. She's a Columban sister. She's from County Clare. Both of her brother and sister were in religious life as well. They've gone on to the next world, but she, over the years, she established and ran a medical facility in what was Burma. In now Myanmar. She worked in Hong Kong, I think, when the military kicked them out of Burma. She was involved in the setting up of a facility for paralyzed soldiers during the conflict between Israel and Egypt, and that's a generation ago at least, although tragically there's still terrible things going on in that part of the world. So this woman has a varied and interesting CV. But in the 1980s, I think it was, she went and studied addiction therapy in Minnesota through the I suppose, the abstinence-based model of addiction therapy. She was working in St. Teresa's Gardens in Dublin. She was sometimes accompanying children whose parents had died as a result of addiction. On her weekends, she was doing counselling in Navan, and that was what led her to establish Tabor House, which is essentially a recovery centre for addicts in Navan. And one of the one of the, I suppose one of the good things about this award is, in addition to honouring a person in a way that deserves to happen and it gives inspiration to us all, we also do a fundraiser on the back of that for the charity associated with the person. So we had a very successful dinner event in Leinster House in the members' restaurant last Thursday night after the award was presented to her earlier that day. And it's timely that we would have a fundraiser for Tabor House because they are developing now a women's centre as part of the facility in Navan, and they need all the support they can get for
so
that.
So at 94, Sister Catherine is still plugging away.
Well, I was joking with her that was mid-career, you know, for some of these great nuns, you know, and I was asking her, well, what's the next phase? But what was very impressive about her as we interviewed her, you know, she's a woman in many ways of few words, and she takes her time now, as you would expect at 94, to make her point, but she makes it very effectively. And what was really lovely was that she wanted to keep the focus very much on the work that is there to be done. You know, she was certainly wasn't drawing attention to her own achievements or witness, but there were plenty of others there to do that.
And Ronan, did you get a sense when you were chatting to Sister Catherine about just how her faith shapes and inspires her work and supports her?
Very much so. I mean, you know, we all know that there are great people who, you know, from all faiths and none who have been exemplary human beings down through the years. But there is no doubt that the higher love of God and neighbour that flows from Christianity can unlock really beautiful things. And I think you see that, and we all saw it in the life and the witness so far of Sister Catherine. And I think really those present, there were many of her friends and some of her family there, but many others who would not have known about her. There were people from the law library, people from the world of medicine, just people who were coming along to support a charity. And I think everybody there was very moved at the way in which she spoke, you know, from the position of her Christian faith of love of God and neighbour, and saw what that had impelled her to do with her life.
Yeah, and I think it's just another powerful reminder, Ronan, just about the incredible work that so many religious do in different areas, quietly and humbly, that's often, you know, not celebrated or talked about enough.
Exactly. I mean, from time to time, you know, our leaders will say that, and they will maybe go abroad and they will visit a missionary project or something, and there will be a passing tribute. But, you know, it tends to get swamped in the negativity of the everyday as well, and we do need to remind ourselves of what they have been doing. There's a very good book, a friend of mine, Matt Moran, wrote it a number of years ago. I was involved in the launch of it, The Legacy of the Irish Missionaries Lives On. And Matt, in his book, details, first of all, the great work they've done, but just how that continues to impact. There are still, of course, some missionaries, not as many as we would like, but there are. It has impacted the work of Ireland's overseas development aid commitments. Now, I'm not always on board with everything the government is spending its money on these days, but there is still that healthy tradition of Ireland wanting to make a difference in the world and through overseas development aid. Of course, you have the many, many lay people who work in a voluntary capacity, you know, so you have that kind of heightened consciousness as part of the tradition in this country of assisting those in the developing world. And of course you have the indigenous missionaries now in many of these foreign lands, I suppose I may put it that way, whose work really is deriving from the initial inspiration and having been established by Irish missionaries abroad. So it's not that the Irish missionaries were part of our history and now it's all over, you know, far from it. It continues to, their work continues to impact the work to build up human dignity throughout the world today. And that's something we should be grateful to God for, and we should obviously pray for a resurgence in such missionary activity.
Ronan, as always, thank you so much for joining us on the show today, and happy Christmas to you and yours. That's Independent Senator Ronan Mullen talking about the work of Sister Catherine Lillis, the founder of Tabor House, as she received the Oireachtas Human Dignity Award last week.
Thanks for listening to our Spirit Radio podcast. Don't miss out. Subscribe today. Find out how at spiritradio.ie.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get half gallons of delicious Kroger milk for $1.29 each. Then get flavorful Tyson natural boneless chicken breasts for $2.49 a pound, all with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.